Yep.
It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. AD is a happy man this morning. His Pittsburgh Steelers are 6-2 after a 26-18 win last night against the Giants. On Monday Night Football, Russell Wilson, 20-for-28, just shy of 300 yards passing.
Nice.
Maybe he's in the right offense again now, not with Denver anymore.
You know, he gets, he has that 300 if that, if Derek Jones, I'm sorry, Broderick Jones, the tackle number 77, man, he's cost us 15 touchdowns, you know, 15 in his career so far. And he's only been 2 years. Because holdings.
Oh.
Last night, it was a beautiful pass from Russell to Pickens in the end zone. And was called back because, and Broderick didn't have to grab the guy's face mask.
What is his tackle?
Yeah. So Russell was rolling out to the right, grabs his face, and then Broderick grabs his face. I mean, he's good. He's just, he's penalty prone at times, and the most inopportune times. But yeah, Pickens would have had another touchdown last night had he not done that. But, you know, I'll take the win anyway and get it.
Final score, 26-18. The Giants now 2-6. The Steelers are 6-2. You play the Commanders and Ravens coming up, though.
We got a very hard schedule ahead of us right now. We got an off week coming up, which is much needed. You know, let some guys get healed up, et cetera. But it's time for an off week.
I'm going to take the conversation a place where Jake's not. I'm just going to do this. It's
what?
Sports.
What?
Paolo Banchero last night, 50 points for the Orlando Magic. 50. The first, look at Jake.
Well, hey, the Heat won last night, too. We're 2-1, baby. Beat the Pistons. Yeah, the red hot 0-4 Pistons.
Back to Paolo Banchero. 50 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists. He almost had a 50-point triple-double in Orlando Magic's 119-115 win against the Pacers. Banchero is a dude.
He is good.
Oh,
he dropped a 50-piece last night.
50 AD.
And 13 rebounds and 9 assists.
When he walked out, I mean, we went to watch him in Memphis last year. I'm a sports fan. I don't mind talking about this. We saw them in Memphis last year. When he walks out of the locker room, that's another. It's like he's like LeBron.
Yeah.
He's just a freak athlete.
Over under 8 Orlando Magic fans in the state of Nebraska.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Alex is one.
Alex, my grandson's one. He watches every game. And I do always tell him, you might be the only person in Lincoln watching this game. We can't go eat yet.
One for sure.
But you know what?
Are there seven more?
I like that, though. I like a guy or a gal that rides to the beat, march to the beat of their own drum, if you would. Doesn't care who everybody else likes. This is, how long has he been a Magic fan?
Since I can remember. I mean, he's only 18. He's 19. So
what made him be just out of Magic fan?
I don't know how he became a Magic fan.
Because they've been bad for a long time before the
last
2 years.
He was a Magic fan when they were horrible.
It's like we were talking on the break. Ride or die with, man. That's your squad.
Yeah. He will rearrange our schedule.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
No, we can't do this because of Magic playing.
Oh, my bad. How dare I try to do this when the Magic are playing? Yeah, young Ben tried to say, ask AD, is it okay for Jake to switch teams? I said, I'm not trying to switch teams. I picked this crap. This is the life I chose as a Dolphins fan.
It's a very interesting way to put it.
Maybe someday it will change.
This is the life I chose.
Maybe it will change someday and it'll be worth it and fun and winning will happen in the playoffs or just in general. But as of right now, 33 years, nothing to show for it.
This is the life I chose.
We'll see what happens over the next 33 years. I'll ride with them forever.
How long has Ben been a Dolphins fan?
Well, he's 20 years old. I'm going to guess probably since he was 10, maybe.
So 10 years ago. So this jumpsuit I'm wearing is literally 10 years old from Walmart. I'm not joking either. Because you know, I'm dead serious. I'm not joking. This jumpsuit is literally probably 15 years old from Walmart.
No kidding.
You know,
it's held up really well.
Looks pretty good,
AD. They sell that Wilson. The starter. It's starter. You know, starter. I don't think they make starter anymore.
You've kept it rolling for 10 years.
This jumpsuit is older than Ben. Or, he says, what did he say on there?
Choose happiness, Jake. No. I had that chance a long time ago as sports. I chose not to. I just chose to
you did.
Be permanently angry and sad as a sports fan. And I'm riding with that until
you have things ridden change. With it. You have ridden with it.
I've never even considered leaving my sports teams. You know?
Well, Jake, I'm asking you this. November 5th is the trading deadline in the NFL. Do you think the Dolphins try to get a QB or some other position?
No. I mean, if the Dolphins lose to the Bills, the season's over. They're 2-6. It's done. You got to trade. You need to trade people away.
Okay. Who would you put out there?
I would say Tyreek Hill. Who wants him? Give me a first-round pick.
Let's Chiefs go after him?
Maybe.
Could they absorb that
just
money?
Just got Hopkins, so I'm not sure they go for Hill now.
No, they won't. They won't.
I would say, you know, I don't want to trade Waddle, but he's tradable too. I mean, everybody's tradable. I mean, the team sucks. They just suck. The defense, you know, Jalen Ramsey.
Everybody's tradable.
Jalen Ramsey got a big contract. Sucks. He's getting beat by Marvin Harrison left and right. Wow. Their best defensive tackle got poked in the eye in practice. He couldn't play because he thought he was going to go blind for a second. In practice, almost went blind because a lineman hit him in the face.
Do you think this is a curse on the program because they put Tua back in the game like two years ago?
The Dolphins are cursed because they built their stadium on Indian burial grounds. That's what the problem is.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
The Hard Rock Stadium was built on Indian burial grounds. And so the team is cursed until they move the stadium, which will never happen because it's beautiful. Look at Rico.
Wow.
It's true. Cursed. It's true, Rico. I can see your face in the picture. Yeah, it's true. They're cursed. Until something changes, the Dolphins have never been good. I'll be wasting time and passion by following them, and that's the way it's going to be.
He's accepted.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
I don't leave. It'd be weird if all of a sudden you were a...
It's like that movie. I'm like not leaving.
Cowboys.
I'm not leaving.
Not leaving. On that note, we got to go. The Drive with Raf, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.